What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore. Here are my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
And we are independent insurance agents, which means we have multiple companies we do business with. Some include Allstate, Auto Owners, Travelers.
Cincinnati.
So we had to wear a lot of hats being an independent agent. We don't have just one company to choose from. We have
numerous. We're right in different states, all different types of states.
So we have to be on the ball, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So we're continuing our conversation about having a checklist, and this is for coverages, and we use this agency to try to, maybe bring up topics with customers about their insurance needs to make sure that we're covering them or at least offering them the proper coverage at the time of a loss.
To avoid exposures.
What do we feel like a lot of times, Kathy? What is it?
Detectives. Yes.
So
investigating.
We are investigators. Yes. And does everybody like that? No.
No.
But it's important because it's good to establish these things before a loss, not after a loss.
That's correct.
Yep. So last show we worked on this, we had gone through about 10 of the questions that we use. And I'll just kind of blow through them again. We won't elaborate on them, but we're asking if you've had any additions to your home. Have you remodeled? Have you finished your basement? We want to know what the customer thinks their home is worth to rebuild. We get a lot of opinions about that. Does it include the lot or the land? We want to know if you had a home security system. If so, we want to get you a discount if you do. We want to know if you have a swimming pool. We know what kind of dog you have. If it's a dangerous dog breed, we want to make sure that that's covered properly. We want to know, do you have a second home? Do you have a rental home? Have you made any purchases of jewelry, fine arts, or furs? So if we've got that, I guess furs kind of antiquated now. I don't think anybody buys furs anymore.
I don't know.
Except for your old boyfriend, right?
Yes.
So evidently, Kathy got a fur coat from her old boyfriend.
At Christmas.
And you lived in where?
Florida.
And what did you find out later he got it from?
Someone else.
His sister.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to raise money for his sister or something. So it was like the worst game. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to that fur coat?
My mom and dad still have it at their house.
Okay. In Florida.
It's in Florida.
And he told you couldn't wear it in front of his sister, correct?
No. In front of his family in Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Kathy broke up with this guy, obviously, is what we're married now. But anyway, you have
to the curb, yes.
Yeah, that's kind of bad having a fur coat, Kathy.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be considered, animal cruelty, correct?
I didn't purchase it.
Yeah. But, just to be full disclosure here, we have cows and we grew up with the animals. And also, we have a lot of friends that are deer hunters, including Kathy's dad. So how we feel about that, I guess, is...
That's a side note. Let's get back to our coverages.
Yeah. So furs. So we're going down the list here. We asked a question. One question is, have you inherited any family heirlooms, antiques, etc.? Why is that, Katie? Why do we want to know that?
Because of the values. They could be need to be scheduled on their policy.
Because
could be a
why?
Fur too. Yeah, because of the fact that, they have to have the right values to be appraised.
So those kind of things are going to be limited.
Right.
So if somebody comes in there and steals your collection, if it's an heirloom or fine arts, coins, collection.
Stamped collection.
Yeah, you're going to...
figurines, yeah.
What's interesting about stamps, I'm sure there's probably some expensive stamps, but my great-grandfather was a postmaster in Rutledge, Georgia. And my uncle, he gave my uncle his entire stamp collection. And he had some great ones. I mean, they were just like unbelievable. And I think what we found out was at the end of the day, they just weren't that valuable. It wasn't like a coin collection. It was more
right.
It was more just like a neat kind of thing to have where maybe the values were not what we would expected, maybe what they would be. Another question is, have you had any item appraised? So that's what we want to know. If you've got something... I know this is nobody does this around here probably, that they need to, but you know, if you have a gun collection, then that's something very, you know, that could be worth a lot of money.
Right.
And we've mentioned it before. I've never met Randy Hell, but I know in Hayesville there's a gentleman over there that does a good job, evidently, appraising firearms. So you could have that done. He'd give you an idea about what guns cost. I don't know, but I expect that the values of those are going up these days.
I mean, people need to have like an inventory too, like their serial numbers and all that, you know, in case something were to happen.
But if somebody comes in your house and rips you off, I mean, you may not have, you possibly might pay $2,500 for guns. You might have $10,000.
Right.
It could be a silver, jewelry, any type of thing that has a, what we call an intrinsic value, which is somebody could just lift and take away, you know, something small. You know, that's something you want to have to think about if you want to insure it or not. I've got some, we have some jewelry insured, and Kathy's wedding ring. Also, you know, I bought her a ring when after our 20-year anniversary. So we got that scheduled.
The other thing is sometimes when you have things scheduled, especially when it pertains to jewelry, they'll ask you if you have it in a safe or do you wear it all the time? What exactly do you do with it? They like to know these different questions about that too, because some people will keep things in the safe or in the safety deposit box so they don't wear it. Those things are also something they like to know.
I think if you're not going to use it, put it in the safe deposit box.
Right.
Just make it as safe as possible. My grandfather was an insurance agent in Atlanta, Georgia. He started that business in 1946. And he always talked to me like I was an adult when I was a kid. And he'd say, "Now, Mark, you be sure and put your valuables in the attic." You know, he's like, "Thieves hate to go in the attic, sir." You know, he had all his gun collection up in the attic because I guess he was telling me they felt like they're trapped and they don't want to go in the area of a house so they can get trapped. And so that's where he would hide certain things, like his gun collection.
Interesting.
That's what he told me, yeah. And I guess he told his customers that as well, too.
That was back in the day.
Well, I think it applies today, too. You know, have it somewhere that's maybe not accessible for to get out of if you had a place to hide valuables. Okay, so here's another question. Have you changed your mortgage company last year? Why is that important, Kathy?
If you're escrowed and you've refinanced or what have you, they will not get the proper information from the insurance policy because they've changed addresses or loan numbers or it's not even the same bank anymore. So that could have a problem if you're expecting your, you know, insurance policy to be premium to be paid. It's not going to the right place to have it paid, so then it will actually cancel.
This has been dangerous.
Yes.
It's happened to us before.
So always, always call your agent and tell them if you're refinancing.
Or if you've paid off your mortgage.
Or paid it off.
So some companies, I do believe, give a mortgage-free discount, correct?
They do.
So you can get a discount potentially if you don't have a mortgage.
Right.
Which is a good thing. Another thing, if you have a claim, let's say that you've got a now I've had this where a customer I know had to go to attorney over this. Actually, he had, you know, when they got that check from the insurance carrier, it was made out to the mortgage company and to them. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of the mortgage company. I think the dispute was they had, it was a pretty sizable claim. The customer wanted his check to make his repairs. And what the mortgage company did is they took the money and applied it to a loan balance.
Mm-hmm.
And now he had no money to repair his kitchen. Or it actually was a flood.
Yeah, that's not good.
Somehow it all worked out, but that was really a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a mortgage, you don't want to get a check with your mortgage company's name on there and your name, and you don't have the mortgage anymore because they've got to actually sign off that check. And so it's easier to have it. Or even if you have a, you know, maybe your spouse has passed away, you want to remove their name off the insurance policy too because it's going to come back a check in both their names. Or it might just be in the named insured's name too.
Right.
So you want to make sure that the proper name is on your policy when it comes to that.
Yes.
Next question, do you have any resident employees or live-in tenants? Why would we know that, Kathy?
Because of the exposures and there's other people there at your house.
So we've had this come up very infrequently, but over in Highlands, we had somebody that had a resident, I don't know what you would call
like
them.
A housekeeper, guardian.
Yeah, they actually lived at the house. They were groundskeepers. And so what we did is we ended up writing them a workers' compensation policy because if that employer or actually that employee was to get hurt, then potentially the homeowner could be liable. And I know there's laws about that where you have a workers' compensation law in each state. And they, in order to have the workers' compensation, typically you have to have three employees, and that does include LLC members, owners as well. So if Kate and I have an LLC, that's two. If we hire one person, that's three. So you may be liable for workers' compensation benefits.
Right.
However, it's good to have the coverage just because. Because even if the state says you're not liable, if somebody gets hurt on your premises, you want to make sure that they do have workers' compensation. Very unusual that that happens, but it has come up before. Okay, so we're going to continue on with our discussion about a coverage checklist, and we will be back after the break. My name is Mark Moore, I'm with my wife Kathy Moore, and we're broadcasting from WGRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we wanted to let you know where our locations are. You can come out and see us at any of these locations to help you with your insurance needs. We have a location for More Insurance Services located in Blairsville, and you can come over and see us. We're right across from Home Depot and the post office. Come out there and see us. We're in the South State Bank building. It's in a separate wing of the bank. We're not part of the bank. You can come and see Ashley Miller, Joanne Grazik, Cindy Odom, and Greg Buchanan. They'd like to help you with your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Our second location is in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's on Town Trace building, which is a red brick building there and right next to the hospital. You can come by and see Rose there. We're located there at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. Come by and see us there at that location. And our last location for More Insurance is at 157 Highway 64 and Hayesville, right next to United Community Bank. You can come by and see Mandy Sosby, Vaughn Hobbs, Amy Kitchen, Diane Lampe, Emily McKeon, Mark, and myself are always there. Come by and see us, and we get to help your insurance needs. Also, we have another location, which is in Murphy. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's right there on Highway 64 past Arby's there in Murphy on the main drag. Come by and see Velda Dockery and Heather Temple. They like to help you with your insurance needs there in Murphy. And then our last location is in Blue Ridge. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance as well. Come by and see us there. We're right between the United Community Bank and Burger King, right there on the main drag as well. Come by and see Jeremy Payne, Carrie Van Zant, Kathy Hunter, and Cody Webb. Also, you can check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can also get a free quote, as well as check out all of our locations through our website. We'd like to help you with your insurance needs.
Okay, so today we're talking about having an annual checkup with your insurance, and we have a questionnaire here that we use, which as I'm looking at this, I think we're going to change some of the questions on here because...
Well, you get an annual checkup for your doctor, you might as well do an annual checkup with your insurance.
That's correct. Some of these are a little bit antiquated because one of them is, do you have any valuable cameras or photography equipment? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's really... I guess that could still be relevant for some people, but
most people have their cell phones.
We used to have like very expensive cameras, but now it's like you just have
video cameras,
your cell phone. Another quick question on here we're getting ready to get to is: do you have a large amount of computer equipment or CDs? So CDs are that's off the nobody has those anymore. But you do have a laptop. You know, that might be something we want to know about.
Yes,
especially if it's used for business purposes. And that's one of the questions here, number 16. Do you operate a business studio office in your home, or do you rent out your home for a week or more at a time? Mm-hmm. That's something we want to know why.
Yes. Well, a lot of people are renting their houses on like the Airbnb, you know, VRBOs. If you have something happen for a claim and you haven't disclosed that to your insurance agent or the carrier, it could be an issue with maybe not potentially not covering something.
I remember... my dad was down at church one time, and so my son owns More Insurance. Oh, we don't like them. I said, okay, what happened? What happened was these people had all this equipment that was basically used for his business purpose. And so he had a claim. I can't remember. This has been like years ago. And one of my agents wrote the account, and there was no coverage for whatever they had business-wise.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, our position would be they didn't tell us about it.
Right.
You know, if you start doing a business out of your house and you don't let your agent know, then if you have inventory, if you have product, if you have somebody coming in there for a business reason, then you have no coverage.
Right.
What might be more applicable around here maybe is
eBay. Maybe eBay or something.
We have people at the eBay store. Mm-hmm. We also see a lot of contractors.
Right.
So you may have somebody that's got their, you know, business in their shop next door,
or their hairdresser,
They may have a salon,
babysitting,
which is interesting, Kathy. That's the next question I'm on here. Do you provide daycare for three or more non-family children?
Right.
That's the question on here.
Yep.
We need to know this, because if you're running a business out of your residence, you're not going to be covered fully.
Right.
You get very limited coverage for business personal property in the homeowner's policy,
right.
And you may very well need to have a business policy. And you can get what's called a BOP, which is a business owner's policy, and that will cover your small offices. I've got a customer, one of my friends from college, his wife is a nutritionist, and she does have clients come to her place, to her house. She recommends, I guess what a nutritionist does, diets and things of that
exercise,
nature.
Exercise, whatever.
Yeah, so... You know, somebody comes there for business purposes. They're not there for a, as a guest. You know, not as a personal relationship. If it's a business relationship, then you need to have an endorsement on your policy. There's an incidental business occupancy endorsement you can buy on your personal insurance. But I really like having the business owner's policy, especially if it's a small office.
It depends on what kind of business it is, of course.
I think what kind of like. Values, you may have a computer, maybe you're an accountant, or maybe you're, you know, you have so many people working from home these days. So anything that you got there that's business related, you would like to have coverage for, it's going to be better covered under a business owner's policy. And you can get those starting at probably, what, $300 a year, maybe $500 a year, maybe, what you're looking at.
There's not usually, there's a minimum typically.
Minimum premium.
Yeah.
So you can get coverage. And it also becomes a business expense for you as well, so you can write that expense off on your taxes when you pay your taxes.
Right.
That's the CPA question. But you can have the home office. You can actually, what I'm understanding is you can write off even the amount of floor space you're using. If you're paying a mortgage, you can use that against your taxes, I do believe, as well.
Always check with your CPA.
Check your CPA. That's great. We're not. What we do is we pay taxes. We don't.
Right.
Figure them.
We pay lots of taxes.
We pay lots of taxes.
Everybody does, it seems like.
Okay. It's asking a question, do you have a basement or a sump pump? I mean, that's something we know, I guess, just more from a – I know what they're going with this question here. Like, you know, we're worried about having a backup of sewer or drain. So that's something we would like to have coverage for if you do have, you know, potential – anybody could have a backup of a drain, but that's something we do have coverage with. Also, we have what's called service line coverage, which covers you if you're having, you know, maybe your lines from your well to your house, incoming water, or it could be your septic system.
You get crushed.
We had that. Ours was crushed and driven over. And
yes,
I paid
that was a really messy.
I think I paid like $8,000 for that.
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't turn it on.
Always, you need to probably put signs out where people, or put some type of something over. So they know not to park in certain places if you have septic lines, or even the septic tank would be bad if they drive on it and crush all your lines and you now have a backup in your house.
Next question on the questionnaire is, do you have enough life insurance? Do you have your present life insurance? We do offer life insurance.
Yes.
We typically do what we like to do is term insurance policies. We don't write the whole life if we can help it, because we think that that's...
We usually write it to cover someone's mortgage and something.
Mortgage or,
to cover if something happened to you, that your family wouldn't lose their house. That's the most important thing for.
But since we're dealing with a customer on their homeowner's policy, that's something we need to know.
Right.
Some companies will give you discounts enough to even pay for the life policy almost.
Correct.
So they have, especially on a business. We have one company that gives a multi-policy discount that's very lucrative. In the event you were sued in excess of $1 million, would you be interested in an umbrella policy or over your current coverages? So we're very big on that.
Yes.
We actually, and I just can't, it's funny, Kathy, we have a teenager and you learn their lingo sometimes. And I guess the lingo is you're spilling the tea.
Right.
And what is that if a kid tells you you're spilling the tea? What's that?
The gossip.
So it's gossip. Just a side note, this is just me thinking sometimes. Sometimes I think there's a fine line between a prayer request and gossip. So that's just me talking.
Yeah.
Now, God knows what I could tell you about the philosophy I've got, but that I definitely think that's so we can't just really spill the tea this year what I'm talking about. But we had the largest claim that we ever had in the agency this year that hit the umbrella, involved a fatality. And without the umbrella policy, that would have been really disastrous for our customer.
Right.
And they everything was settled, everything was good. they didn't lose their businesses and houses, but it does happen. So
right.
I think having an umbrella policy is definitely.
And it doesn't cost that much to have additional $1 million.
Yeah. So. And the old saying is you don't want to risk a lot for a little.
That's right.
It's a little bit of money to have one. Okay, so we are wrapped up this show. We are still plowing along here on some questions or questionnaires we use, and we'll elaborate more on that next time we talk. So hope everybody has a good weekend, and we will be back next week on WGRB Talk of the Mountains. Mark and Kathy Moore with Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.